If you would, pull out that sermon insert that you have inside of your bulletin, and we'll refer to that a little bit now and then. As I said before, you know, I thought about, you know, we did the thing just recently on the Ten Commandments during Lent, and I thought it was good that we took another look at, you know, God's law and why he gave the Ten Commandments and how we live under that. But I thought, how much more important would it be for each and every one of us now to take a look at prayer? And I say that for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is I know some of us are struggling with our prayer life. I struggle with mine. And if I struggle with my prayer life, all I can think of and imagine is that some of you struggle with your own prayer life. Let's be honest. How many of you would like a better prayer life? Please raise your hand. I would think most of you would. Wouldn't a stronger prayer life mean a stronger Christian life? Could you equate the two? Isn't that obvious? And I wonder what the reason is behind maybe not having a strong prayer life. And if we could have an answer to that, I think that'd be so helpful to each and every one of you. Last but not least, I think our congregation is going through a time right now where we need to be tested in terms of our prayer life. And so I went to the scriptures, and I went to Luke and read through its version of the Lord's Prayer and how Jesus gave it at that time, which is different than Matthew. The Lord's Prayer is only found in two Gospels, Matthew and Luke. Luke's is a little bit different because the disciples go to Jesus and ask this question after they see Jesus and the kind of prayer life he has. And they say to him, Lord, teach us to pray. If we could only have a prayer life like yours, wow, would that ever make a difference? And I thought, we need that because I think sometimes we don't have because we don't ask. Do you think that's true personally and as far as our congregation is concerned? I do. I think if we were better at our own personal prayer life and perhaps better at praying for each other, our lives, and our church, our congregation, its mission and its ministry would flourish. Perhaps what's behind our failures is a lack of a good prayer life. So let's begin with this, the introduction. I'll say, what's the introduction to the Lord's Prayer? And then you say what's in italics. What's the introduction to the Lord's Prayer?